This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
Welcome back.
You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
And
you, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Right.
Those are nice shoes Buzz has on, but I'd hate to be in them.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let's go to the cubicle right now. Here is Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. 24's Jack Bauer, Kiefer Sutherland, has been arrested for driving under the influence.
Oh, no.
Incredible.
Come on. God damn it. You know, really, these
Who
guys...
saw that coming?
But Jesus,
me.
Get a driver.
Yeah, he really
Dennis
should.
Rodman has a driver.
Makes
get a
sense.
Driver.
Wait, the world is upside down.
What?
First, Jeremy Coleman is gay, and now Kiefer Sutherland has got a DUI?
I know.
This just pisses me off. I'm a fan of Kiefer Sutherland.
Me too.
That just makes me mad.
And I noticed last season, watching on 24, it seemed like his nose is getting a bit more bulbous. I don't know if that has anything
well, do you
to do
think,
with the alcohol.
I mean, we've heard enough about Kiefer. Do you think he is...
There
like,
you are. Everything's going to be fine.
Do you think he's pounding all time?
This office demands results. That's what I provide.
My yes. personal theory, based on what I've seen, yeah.
Retro Friday Groaner.
What?
But these are extraordinary circumstances.
Sure are.
Apparently we've got a lot of stuff loaded on our Kiefer Sutherland page.
I don't believe this.
That's a drag.
I bet Kiefer holds it together during 24 because they churn out a lot of product.
Yeah. Right.
Make a sound and I will blow your brains out all over the windshield.
But it's when he's touring with his rock band that he attacks the Christmas tree.
Why are you lying to me? Make no mistake about it. I will do what I have to do. There's no lawyer. It's just you and me. This will help you with the pain.
Because at 24 episodes, that's the longest season of any show. That's
24
hours.
A lot of pressure. Yeah. A lot of pressure.
So he should get a free pass on that.
And he seems to step up. I mean, I haven't heard any problems with production because
he stood
of
up
him.
In front of the judge and said, hey, judge. Listen, ready for most performers in Hollywood, there are 23 episodes to a season. I have 24, and I'm in almost all of the episodes. Mm-hmm. 24, how about a pass on the DUI?
Right. And I'm in every scene.
Well,
I'm in every
you
scene.
Come into my office and talk to me like that again. Do you understand me?
Your Honor.
You probably don't think that I could force this towel down your throat.
That's my favorite one right here.
Trust me, I can. All the way. Except I hold on to this one little bit at the end. When your stomach starts to digest it, I pull it out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Most people, they take about a week to die. It's very painful.
I'm not sure how justice works, but couldn't he be pardoned by Powers Booth?
Listen, get out of here. One DUI ain't going to kill the whole world.
He blew a .16. A .16.
Wow.
More than twice the legal blood alcohol
Ooh, that's a lot.
In
My
California.
God, the boy, you could light yourself on fire just by breathing on the boy.
Sure but at least is. We're not going to have to hear the parade of stories about the teenage star has gone bad. Because
yeah, right.
Kiefer Sutherland is pretty much, you know... There's a club now. Uh-huh. You've got Kiefer Sutherland. I would put Charlie Sheen in that club.
I would too.
I would say Robert Downey Jr.
Uh-huh.
Is,
right.
is still a card-carrying member of that club.
Sure.
Uh-huh. You know, the four, Gary Busey is
yeah.
in that club.
Right.
The four or five guys, when stuff happens, you go, ah.
That's them.
Ah.
That's right. Go on, have a good time.
.16, he shouldn't even be walking.
That's true. That's a lot of alcohol.
Listen, everybody, this is our time. Get it right.
Kiefer was pulled over for an illegal U-turn last night in Hollywood after a Fox Network event.
Shut up!
He'll be in court October 16th, and because this isn't his first time, he may be looking at jail.
Shut up, stupid.
Especially since the judge will be the same guy who threw the book at Paris Hilton.
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
Even Chloe can't help him with that.
Today is the longest day of my life.
Man, oh man, it's a bummer. Is this going to affect the show?
Well, if he goes to jail, I would think it would.
Oh
yeah,
dear,
please yeah. not going to jail.
All right.
I mean, I don't think he's.
We're fans. Can you tell?
Yeah.
We're really reacting like fans right
you can't
now.
Put Jack
he
Bauer
shouldn't
in
be
jail.
Doing this, but we're reacting like fans.
I'm sure somewhere, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is getting their campaign ready against us. But
right.
at this point, I'll say it: free Jack Bauer.
Free yeah, Jack Bauer.
Free Jack Bauer.
Leave Jack Bauer alone.
Raise money. Have a telethon to get him a driver.
Leave Jack Bauer alone. No.
Don't do it.
Jack Bauer.
More Hollywood news. A crew member died yesterday in a crash just outside London on the set of the new Batman film, The Dark Knight.
Pixie.
Warner Brothers says he was a special effects technician killed when a camera platform crashed into a tree. It was the camera truck that was following a stunt version of the Batmobile at the time.
Of course, Bruce.
The United States Navy has launched a full investigation into another ugly scandal at our prison base on Guantanamo Bay. It has to do with Speedos, banana hammocks, potato smugglers, those tiny swimsuits that are so beloved by professional swimmers and fat German tourists.
I love them, too.
Well, the Navy has warned the lawyer for a detainee at Gitmo to stop smuggling Speedo underwear.
F you, white trash.
Body armor. And other unauthorized underwear into the camp.
Not body armor, Under Armour, right?
I guess so, yeah. Right.
Under Armour, which is the shiny...
Yeah, the NFL stuff.
Right, the stretchy stuff. The lawyer denies that he's been smuggling underwear into Gitmo and is outraged. Quoting him, "I cannot imagine who would want to give my client Speedos or why. He's hardly in a position to go swimming since the only available water is the toilet in his cell."
Gitmo, would that be like the hip name for Guantanamo Bay?
Oh, yeah, all the kids are saying.
Hey, let's Gitmo. Let's go to Gitmo for spring break.
I actually tried on the Under Armour one time at Dick's. I was at Dick's, and I was trying on Under Armour. I looked like a balloon animal.
When I put it on, it becomes transparent.
That's a little too much stretching.
You can see through it.
The Navy will not apologize or back down for its unauthorized underwear crackdown. Quoting the naval commander at Gitmo, "Constant vigilance is of the utmost importance."
In the Navy, you can sail the seven seas.
That's right.
In the Navy.
No big-name athletes have been snared yet in the Fed's big steroid bust yesterday, but it could still happen. Federal agents seized 56 labs that manufactured synthetic human growth hormone to be sold on the black market.
Well, I guess Jason Giambi won't be playing in the playoffs then.
They arrested 120 people and recovered nearly 11.5 million doses of steroids.
How do you still throw that 94-mile-an-hour fastball, Roger? Roger Clemens, how do you do that?
Hey, you know, hey, knock it off. Come on. Even you don't think Roger Clemens is on the juice.
Yeah, I do.
You would not. Well, he needs to get some better juice then. Doesn't he, right?
Roger Clemens has been big for a very long time. I'm not sure. You know what? I don't want to.
Generally speaking, if a guy's
I'm just in that Yankee, anti-Yankee mode.
I know you are, but talking about Roger Clemens, if a guy is on the juice, isn't Roger Clemens' ERA like 5-something?
Yeah, he's gotten rocked since he came back. He's gotten pretty well beat up, and he's hurt again. He's hurt again, and his testicles continue to get smaller and smaller.
Sure.
His head's getting huge.
But thank goodness no one on the Red Sox has ever taken steroids.
Not a player. Not a single player.
Clean as a whistle.
Except for that one time when we made the mistake of bringing Jose Canseco in for a while. Otherwise, it's been fine. Skinny guys, you know. The steroid problem on the Red Sox, I point one guy out to you.
Who?
Dustin Pedroia. And Julio Lugo. Second baseman and shortstop.
Skinny guys?
Lugo.
They look like they're 9 years old.
What about Big Papi?
Big Papi, I don't think so. Big Papi's more of a fat guy than a big guy.
Well, one guy's fat guys, another guy's steroid guy.
This is true. But the steroid guys, don't you think, are usually, you know, they got the small waist, the broad shoulders, the little testicles, and the big head.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think about all the testicles I've seen. Trying to think about all the professional athletes.
Why do you think I always like to sit in the front row? You know, you can tell even when they're wearing a cup.
The U.S. got help in these raids from 9 other countries, including China, which is also the source of a lot of the illegal steroids in this country. The feds were shocked at the size of their haul yesterday because it means there's a big, big market for this stuff. Not just professional athletes. Student athletes, firefighters, personal trainers, bodybuilders, and adults who simply believe the hormones will make them look and feel younger also take the stuff.
Joe's on HGH, but he thought it was H-I-G-I-H.
Right.
Yeah, he thought it was high, not H-G-H.
Hi, baby.
Little I. We haven't heard the last of Mike Vick, and he hasn't heard the last of prosecutors. The big splash a few weeks ago was about the federal charges.
That guy's retarded.
That Vick is facing. Now, that evidence has been turned over to state prosecutors so they can file charges that carry additional prison time. And when the state officials are through with that evidence, the local county prosecutor says he'd like a crack at it, too.
You know, he's going to say something about this, Buzz.
Yes.
Almost like the steroids thing.
Right.
Different stories, but isn't it interesting as Americans, our culture?
Right.
I think generally speaking, most sports fans now are like steroids in baseball. Yeah. All right. Everybody did it. If they did it, everybody did it.
Well, it's much like the FCC with this business. Come up with a rule book.
And but my point here is with Michael Vick, it was, I don't know, and I was as bad as everybody else 6-7 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Rah, 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 rah. Now the news comes up that there's more stuff about him. It's like, okay, you know, we've been there. Move on. It's like steroids.
But it
not,
isn't.
Not that I'm giving Michael Vick a pass.
Understood.
Do you think it's because football has started and everyone who is all up in arms about Michael Vick has something else to think about now?
No,
it's not it.
But I do agree to a certain extent with Rob that the timing could not have been worse for that Michael Vick scandal.
That's right.
Because really, it was.
But think about this though. Hasn't it pretty much gone away?
Totally. Yeah.
I mean, even as Buzz is saying, there are more charges today.
I know how I looked at it today when I saw it in the paper. I looked at it, I'm like, okay.
Right.
You know, you just moved on me. Well, you know, I think we kind of feel like he's going to pay the piper for this. That
over and over again.
You know, he's going to be, he's going to do his debt.
Well, he found Jesus, so that's good, right?
That should help him.
Mike Vick.
This is our tribute back when this story was hot.
You know what? He never took steroids, Mike.
That's true. The bottom line is they actually going to prosecute him federally and statewide. Right?
And at the county level as well. So for him, it just keeps coming.
I got to wonder about the people. I was watching a highlight of the Carolina-Atlanta game on SportsCenter, and they showed when Atlanta scored a touchdown. It's like 25 people in one corner of the end zone, all of them wearing Mike Vick jerseys
in
Atlanta.
That's ridiculous.
I don't get it.
Vick is also being sued by the Royal Bank of Canada for defaulting on a $2.5 million line of credit, Pixie. Vick's home, meanwhile, the one... his home where the dogfights took place has become a tourist attraction. Cars of sightseers are still backed up 6 deep. The groundskeeper at the church up the street says that if each visitor so far had taken a piece of the place with them, quote, there wouldn't be nothing left. Recently, we told you what a popular tourist attraction an airport toilet stall had become thanks to Senator Larry Craig.
Been a busy time of year.
Sure has. Delightfully so, I'd say.
Absolutely.
Larry Craig, the not-gay senator from Idaho, isn't going to wriggle out of this one. Craig has filed court papers to withdraw his original guilty plea after he was caught giving the signs in a Minneapolis men's room.
Okay, can anybody do this?
That boy gay in a handbag full of rainbows.
I've never heard of this.
Apparently, it can be done. It has been done, but I don't think it's going to happen in this case.
Well, then why doesn't Kiefer Sutherland try it?
I don't think he's pled yet. He hasn't sobered up.
It's too early. The Minneapolis prosecutors just filed a 41-page motion asking the judge not to let Craig withdraw his guilty plea. Among other things, the prosecutor argues that Craig only wants to change his plea as a political...
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Wrong Craig.
Different Craig, yeah. No, the prosecutor's saying he's just doing this as a reaction to the politics.
This is Larry Craig. Larry Craig. Senator Larry Craig.
I'm not gay. I'm not gay. All right. So my foot touched your foot.
You're giving the signs.
Yeah, and I ran my hand under the stall.
Craig's lawyers argue that the plea was entered under duress, that their client was, quote, deeply panicked.
This guy just doesn't get it.
No.
His sister Jenny is very upset. And, you know, you're right about Kirstie Alley, Mike. I saw one of the spots, and I was noticing you're right about Valerie Bertinelli.
Really, I mean, slowly but surely regaining her past hotitude.
The looking, one where she comes out of like a door.
Looking very strong, and then they have Kirstie Alley in the corner, and it looks like you're putting like 5 pounds of sugar into a 2-pound bag.
Kirstie Alley kind of got to the end of the contract right about the time they brought Valerie Bertinelli in and said, okay, I could take a break.
Right.
I mean, I fight the battle as well. I know what it is to try to lose weight. You have to. But Valerie Bertinelli is smoking Kirstie Alley right now.
But part of the deal with that is, you know, I take it back. I was going to say, you can't be a celebrity and be a diet endorser and then get fat. That's not true because Whoopi Goldberg is the absolute worst culprit. If you've thought about, if I think about L.A. Fitness and Weight Loss Center.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Slim Fast, whatever came after Slim Fast, a place called Curves.
Right.
She's always doing the, here's me 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, she does it all the time.
And here I am today.
Mm-hmm. And now they're going to have to, after Valerie Bertinelli, they're going to have to find another formerly hot. Uh-huh. And because really that is the mode they're in right now. Not necessarily easy to do because you have to find the really, because Kirstie Alley in her day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's too bad that chick from the Brady Bunch who didn't really have lesbian sex with the other chick from the Brady Bunch. It's too bad that chick that was on Celebrity Fit Club couldn't do that. Maureen McCormick.
Maureen McCormick would be very good.
She's still hot, but she's lost the weight on her own on that VH1 show.
And they're saying that's a farce now, right? The whole thing about the lesbian thing.
Right. Yeah.
What about Alice?
Well,
Alice is no longer with us, Rob.
So Larry Craig's not gay, and of course there are no gays in Iran. That's the line that drew big laughs for Iranian President Ahmad
Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country. In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it.
He wasn't trying to be
gay
funny.
Gay sex, whoa.
Wasn't trying to be funny, but it broke an awful lot of tension, at least in that auditorium, even if it didn't faze the 25,000 demonstrators at the UN, angry that Ahmadinejad was in town and being given a forum.
All right, this is the guy that I spoke up for yesterday.
You still feel that we should have let him in with open arms?
Yeah, I think we should have let him speak, but I mean, I think he cemented his reputation as, a complete lunatic.
I stand by my first assessment. Don't let the MF-er in. Mm-hmm. Listen, the park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
I think he seems nice.
The Iranian dictator was asked about the beheadings of homosexuals in his country. His answer was, in Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. You just heard the tape. Big laughs all around. Leno should do this well. There were no laughs after Ahmadinejad said, let me tell a joke here. Politicians who are after atomic bombs, politically, they are retarded. Crickets. Crickets after he said that.
Hey, somebody's liking him now, isn't he?
He would have wanted to make us laugh.
For all the scaremongering about him, Ahmad's most frightening bombs might be his jokes.
He's mentally retarded.
More gay news, including your Brady Bunch update.
Gay.
All right, Buzz, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.